and say, tell me the way you'd say this with do. Can you?
Can you do that?
Can you do that? And you say, sure. All my life I have
done it.
I've done it. And my sister
did it.
My sister does that?
My sister does that.
Say that louder.
My sister does that.
Mama, I might ask you what's new, but not much had been happening lately, so you would just shrug your shoulders and say,
nothing.
But then I might say, come on now, there must be
something.
Let's say that you heard of something really outrageous. You might say, I have never heard of such...
anything.
Such things? How would you say that one?
Such outrageous thing.
Say that again.
Such outrageous thing.
If you've lived in a place all your life and somebody asks you, have you lived here long? You might say, why,
I've lived here all my life.
Okay, and I have always.
I have always lived here.
Say that loud.
I have always lived here.
I got thrown off of a horse once, and I have been scared of horses ever
since.
If something wasn't an accident, you'd say that the person did it
intentionally.
Did it on purpose.
Did it on purpose.
Say this for me the way you'd say it with ask. I don't know, so you better
ask someone else.
Okay. So last night you... How'd you say ask?
I asked someone.
And he said, why, you have...
You've already asked me.
Okay. And what about fight? Say this for me the way you say it. Those boys like to...
Those boys like to fight.
Okay. They, ever since... They were small, they have
been fighting.
Or they have
fought.
Okay. And every time they met,
they fought.
What would you call sticking somebody with a knife? You say that they were
stabbed.
Mm-hmm. And let's say that a teacher saw a funny picture on the blackboard, and she might ask, who
drew that?
Yeah. If you were going to pull something up on a block and tackle, another way would be to say that you were going to do what?
Draw it up. Uh-huh.
Or that you were going to... Well, let's say you're going to raise a flag. You might
hoist it.